Good. Good. Kevin, I'm gonna go with the Lions on this hand, and keep this in mind. They've been on a hot streak. They won what was it, like 5 out of 6 as of late. So we're gonna ride that train. Keep it going.
All right, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hear me?
Yeah, Lions and Jets.
We're going with the Lions.
Okay, I guess we mailed this one in because I'm picking the Lions too. Their quarterback, Mike White, he has not been cleared with injured ribs, so Zach Wilson will be back in the helm. And I've said all season long that, man, these Lions have hit different, so I agree with the panel. I like the Jets defense, but their defense cannot win these football games. This Lions offense can win some football games. So I'm going with the Lions, so we kind of mailing this one in. Okay, Steelers against the Panthers. I'm sorry I had to do this to you guys. CJ, I'm going to start with you one more time.
I'm going with the Panthers, man. You know, Panthers, I told y'all last week, I do believe, Panthers always win a game they ain't got no business winning. I think I said that last week, and they went out and beat somebody. You know, I got the Panthers, man. I don't know where this team come from. I don't know what they eat for breakfast every other Sunday. But these people, I don't know who the Panthers are. But I know every time I bet against them, they shut me up.
The Carolina Panthers. I got the Panthers also. I'm going with the home team. Both these teams got the same record. Hey, Mark, Steelers versus Panthers, who you got? Hey, Mark? Well, Mark got a little technical difficulties. Kevin Harris.
I'm going to go with the Panthers also. Like I said, and see, the Panthers, they also can be a problem. They're fighting with Tampa Bay, you know, so that NFC South division might get a little interesting too, even though the records aren't, you know, the greatest in the world. But the Panthers might pose a problem, and they may fool around and actually win the division if Tampa Bay's not careful.
Yeah, crazy that NFC South. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I'm here, Mill.
All right, it's Panthers versus Steelers.
I go with the Steelers.
Okay. Keep in mind, if the Steelers lose this game, this will be Mike Tomlin's first ever losing season. With the loss this week to the Carolina Panthers, they will have 9 losses on the season. So this will be Mike Tomlin's first ever losing season. It'll be in the books. Did I throw the Steelers and the Panthers in the room?
No.
Who you got?
I'm going to go with Carolina in this game.
The Carolina Panthers. You know, I can't see them. I can see the Steelers having a chance of winning this one. So I'm going to change around. I'm going with the Steelers. I think Mike Tomlin's going to go down swinging. I think this team can have
a losing season, too, but he can swing all he wants.
Yeah, losing season's going to happen. I agree with you on that one, CJ. But against the Panthers, I think he can eke out a victory there.
Okay, Big Dog.
He can eke out a victory there. And CJ, I'm not going to even call this one.
Okay.
You know where I'm going to next. It's in your background.
Go where you got to go.
We're going to talk about how your Dallas Cowboys are going to Jacksonville and taking care of the Jaguars.
Oh, we definitely going to take care of the Jaguars. And you want to know why? They got the recipe. They match up well with what we like. We like a young stud, want an NFL, want to make him a hero type quarterback that just likes to keep dropping back in that goddamn pocket and that thing out. And you know what that means? That means the Lion King gonna light his Yeah. This is the recipe we've been waiting for. Because these smart teams, when they see the Cowboys coming, they say, oh, we're going to run the ball. We're not going to let them tee off on our quarterback. But see, the Jacksonville Jaguars are handpicked for the Dallas Cowboys. Because no matter what they do, they worse than us when it comes to getting rid of the run. They're going to pass it regardless 36 times a game.
I agree.
We appreciate you. So this one, we're going to tie that up. We getting ready for the main event next week. Ain't no excuses this week. Ain't no overlooking the Texans. Ain't no overlooking the Jaguars. Today you're going to get that tune up because we got a show there for Christmas. That's what it is today.
I agree. Hey, Mark, we're going to keep it online real quick. Hey, Mark, who you got? Texans? I apologize. Cowboys versus Jaguars. Yo, Mark. Oh, we just lost Mark. Yo, Kevin.
Normally I would say it would be too easy of a pick, but I'm going with the Cowboys on this one. And I saw also there were several scenarios that the Cowboys can clinch a playoff spot. They actually have like five ways they can actually clinch. Cause even if they lose, which I don't see it happening, they have other scenarios, like they can sneak in the back door and still clinch it. You know, like say other teams lose behind it.
I don't mean to interrupt you, sir. Boy, we got 10 wins, bro.
I know.
Ain't no sneaking in nothing. We tied for the second best record in the league, and you looking at the NFC, they only talking about automatically clinching.
I expect y'all to clinch tomorrow.
No, we don't even need to clinch tomorrow. We in the playoffs, bro. I'm telling you now. It's teams like Washington that you need to watch some playoff clinching scenarios. That's what you need to watch. Don't talk about us with no, oh, we can clinch today. Bro, we already in. They just talking hypothetical. Okay, then back to you, sir.
I'm still picking the Cowboys. I would say at least 10 points, if not more. I give them, you know what I'm saying. So they're going to win either way, no matter how you look at it.
They better run the ball.
Yeah, I got the Cowboys in this one. Jacksonville will turn the football over. That's just a given. The sun rises in the east, sets in the west. Trevor Lawrence is going to throw three picks. Mark Daniels.
I'm going with Dallas in that game.
Yeah, I think we pretty much made this one in Roma. Even for a trap game, I'm not going to trust the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Appreciate y'all.
I can't trust them for a trap game. I can't trust them. They're going to turn the football over. I'm willing to bet money on that, and I don't gamble. Okay, the Chiefs will travel to Houston to face the 1-11 Texans. Now we mailing this one in.
Because
it gets to the point where Texas, I believe Texas don't want to win any more football games. They want that number one draft pick.
They want that quarterback. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want that number one pick. I don't think they're trying to win any games anymore. So I got the Chiefs winning heavily. We mailing this one in, guys?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Why?
Please don't say that. Come on now.
I got to. This is the ugliest game of the week.
Yeah.
We have the Arizona Cardinals minus Kyler Murray going to Mile High to face the Denver Broncos minus Russell Wilson. Now, the latter does not seem the latter seems worse than the former. I have more confidence in Colt McCoy taking care of and going to Arizona, going with the Cardinals, than I do Brett Whitman with the Broncos. However, this Denver Broncos defense is a beast. So I'm up in the air on this. So Mark, Cardinals versus Broncos, who you got?
Well, they both a mess.
It's like a coin flip.
Yeah, you know, Hell, I'll give it to Denver just because they home.
Yeah, because Carl's 4-9, Broncos 3-10. CJ, I hate to do this to you, my friend. I hate to.
Arizona Cardinals.
You care to elaborate or just want to move?
I just think Colt McCoy has been playing better than people give him credit for. We just hear Kyler Murray. But Colt McCoy actually, I like his deep ball, and he does read defenses pretty well. And he just one of those quarterbacks left out to dry. He ain't in the top 32, but he could easily fill in and win a few games when it's his turn to shine. It's just the Cardinals just haven't been playing awful this year, but they'll win this game, though.
Okay. Roma.
Yeah. I'm going with Arizona.
Yeah, I kind of like Arizona. I don't know what's going on with the Denver Broncos offense. I just do not trust it. I do not trust Nathaniel Hackett. And it's sad when you say you don't trust a quarterback, I mean, a head coach over Cliff Kingsbury.
Right.
That's that's a problem. I trust Cliff Kingsbury way more than I do Nathaniel Hackett. That's an indictment. So we're gonna move on to the Patriots. Jesus, I don't like this game either. New England is going to Vegas to face the Raiders. CJ, help me out with this one.
Let's go to the casino. Man, this is terrible.
CJ, how many times all season long have we both said we're not the ones that make the schedule?
I know, right? This is terrible, man.
And this is one of the games that actually got flipped because that was originally on Sunday Night Football.
Right. I guess the only tiebreaker I got in this one is the home team.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to go with the home team on this one. Only because I think, what's the wide receiver? He's been, they've been connecting here lately.
Devontae Adams?
Yeah. That's the deciding factor in this game. But, you know, it depends on what Carr decides to do, what he do the night before the game. Because sometimes he can't hit a move.
I don't know what's going on. I got to take an L on this one because I actually had the Raiders winning the division at the beginning of the season. It was my early season prediction. I thought this team was going to be something.
Well, don't feel too bad because I picked the Broncos and look how that turned out. That's a huge L on my end too.
Yeah, now this is before the games were even played. So this is,
yeah.
That was, I got to work better on that one next season. But yeah, give me the home team. I don't trust Matt Patricia on offense. Never have, never will.
I know, right?
Matt Jones, it looks like he's there. He's gonna do more gambling than throwing touchdowns. I just can't trust this team in Vegas. It's like they're gonna have too much fun. They're probably out there gambling right now. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So I don't think New England's going in there for W in any kind of way. Hey, Roma.
I'm gonna go with New England.
Oh, you think they gonna do something?
Belichick working against his old assistants.
That's a good point.
Normally it is a good point, but not in this game.
Because Josh McDaniels, I don't trust him either. That's another coach I trust Cliff Kingsbury.
Josh McDaniels is who we thought he was.
Exactly. Yeah. But this New England team hits a little different. Yeah, like I said, Joe Judge, and Matt Patricia calling plays. It's hard for me to put any kind of stock in. They might win some games, but they're not going to win consistently. Now they got to fix that before you even talk about the personnel. That's what they got to take care of. Okay, so for a much more interesting matchup. Nah, I'm lying. Tennessee Titans are going to LA to face the Chargers.
Oh boy.
I just like seeing King Henry just stiff arm guys and run over them. So I getting near late in the season, another coach I don't like. I don't like the Chargers head coach either. I like Justin Herbert, but I think they're going to rely on Derrick Henry a little bit more. So I'll give me Tennessee in this one. CJ.
Yeah, I like running games late in the season too, especially if you can establish the running game. It makes the game just that much easier. But then we got to look at Tannehill.
Exactly.
If you don't establish the run. But in the end of the day, King Henry is going to be a little too much for him, so I'm going to go with Tennessee as well.
Yeah, agree. Mark, Tennessee or LA?
I'm gonna go with LA.
Now both these teams are 7-6. King Henry has not been King Henry for a while, so I think he is due for one. Justin, like I said, the Chargers. Come late in the season, we gonna see. Romar, who you got?
I'm gonna go with Tennessee.
You gonna go with Tennessee? Okay. Cincinnati Bengals against the Buccaneers. Romar, who you got in that one?
Yes, Cincinnati.
On to Cincinnati. You like Joe Burrow versus Tom Brady?
Yep.
Nice up and come. Their defense is coming along, and I think if they win and the Ravens lose, I think they take first place in the division.
Ain't playing good ball with all this best receivers. Chase is hurt, and still been playing good ball offensively.
Yeah, because T. Higgins is hurt too on the Bengals side of the ball.
So who you got, Kevin?
I'm gonna go ahead and take the Bengals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even with T. Higgins out, Jamar Chase is back. They still got Joe Mixon, and Joe Burrow is that dude. CJ.
Yeah.
Who you got, sir? Bengals or Bucks?
Oh man, right now it's no brainer. You can't choose the Bucks, man. Brady need to go ahead and get his wife back. Messed up his whole family for a losing season. No, man, go on back home. Give me the ankle.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah. Old Tom made a mistake. I'm going to go with Cincy.
Well, I never thought we'd mail in a game that where Tom Brady is on the losing end. Yeah. I think this is the first.
I was gonna say who saw that part coming? And like, ever use your own words, Bill. How often do you see that?
Not even. Now, I'm gonna let my panel take care of this next one coming up tomorrow night. We have the New York Football Giants. Going to the nation's capital to face the Washington Commanders. Now, I have no horse in this race. I'm going to toss this over to Kevin. And then I'm going to toss this over to Romar since this is their team. And you guys are going to tell us on why we should pick Washington over New York.
I think the defense has played a lot better than it has early in the season. If we can get like the passing game on point and frustrate the Giants. And like I said, this is a huge game for Washington. Now, even though regardless of who, it doesn't matter, like if the even whoever two loses is actually still in the playoff hunt because Seattle lost on Thursday. This is a really big game for Washington, so you know we got to go with the home team. I got to go on the home team on this one.
Roma?
I'm going to go with my Commanders, but it's still scary. Like I told you in the first matchup,
we couldn't stop the run. Dan Jones running.
It was
It was like that. And nobody could score.
I'm gonna go with us.
It's a tricky game.
Okay. CJ?
This game gives me great pleasure.
CJ, go easy on him.
I'm gonna go easy on him, man. Just, you know, two bottom dwellers. You know, fighting for respectability. I don't like either one of them, and we all know that. The best part of this game, y'all want to know the best part of this game?
What's that?
What's that?
I'm the fan of the week. I'm the Hardys fan of the week, and I'll be featured at halftime. don't turn the channel. You'll see me at halftime on your TV screen. That's the best part of this game.
Oh.
Now, getting right. back to the game, to be honest, man, it hurts me to say this. And Washington ain't that bad. They're a few pieces away from actually being an active contender, you know? I'm not sold on the quarterback in playoff atmosphere. I think he gets it done in the regular season, you know, because, you know, playoff football is a little bit different than regular season football. And the Giants are falling apart, you know. The only thing they got going for them is their running game, you know, and they feed off that with the play action, which opens it up for everybody. But I got to go to the Commanders on this one. It's a NFC East game. It's always going to be a tough game. Commanders are at home. That's a slight edge. Weather's supposed to be pretty decent. I'm going to go to the Commanders on this one.
Hey, Mark.
I'm here. I'm going with the Redskins.
I'm going with the Commanders also. And my thing is this. I believe both these teams are going to make it into the postseason because of the tie they had 2 weeks ago. I think that's going, at the end of the day, that's going to play into their hands regardless. I think Washington right now is playing better football than New York. I think they can get together. And Rev also already said that the New York Giants were not going to win any more football games this year. So Washington, all they got to do is just run the football. Control the clock. They'll take care of this. And we're going to stick with you, Mark. And I'm going to go on Monday Night Football. We got the Rams facing the Packers.
Well, I'm going with Green Bay. L.A.'s, they're decimated. I mean, they ain't got nothing left. Baker Mayfield is auditioning. I mean, maybe he'll get the Raiders job next year when Carr is gone. I mean, outside of that, it's a wrap.
Oh yeah. CJ.
Man, I'm going quite the opposite, man. This is a train wreck anyway.
Absolutely.
Train wreck. Yeah, you know, it's one of them other games you didn't make the schedule. I know you didn't. And but I'm gonna go with the Rams because I feel the same way about the Packers. You know, are they gonna mail it in from here on out? You know, both of these teams suck. You know, so I'm just going to go with the Rams. I think they got a little more pride. I just think they got pride. And then they brought in the savior, we're going to call him, the savior. Baker Mayfield is the hungriest dude on both of these teams.
That's a good point.
That's the deciding factor. He playing for a job somewhere.
That's a good point.
All the rest of those guys, hey, man, we got a bad season going on. Baker Mayfield, bruh, I got to win, fellas. Come on, help me out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Baker in this one. I might lean towards
the Rams in that. They're only a game away from each other. The Rams are 4-9. The Packers are 5-8. I don't know what type of offense is going to show up for the Green Bay Packers. I don't care if it's Monday night. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the same page with these guys. I don't know how well they're going to run the football. And I don't really know how well they're going to even game plan for this. I don't. So Baker's playing for a job, playing like he got his life on. I mean, everything is on the line these next couple of games because This is going, he, these next couple of games, if he doesn't show something, then he's going to have that bust label on me. You know, no number one overall pick wants to have that on his resume. No, but, so I got the Rams. Yo, guys, for the first time ever on Studio W Sports page, we have wrapped up the NFL picks for this week. Hold on, we got one more. I'm sorry. Next Thursday, we got the Jaguars against the Jets. My bad. I should have wrapped it up with that one. Huh? I should have just left that one alone.
Wow.
The Jaguars against the Jets, Thursday night football, man. Oh. Hey, CJ.
You?
Who you like in that one?
It actually depends on the outcome of this week. You know what I'm saying? What are we playing for? You know? Because if the Jets win, they still going to play hungry.
That's right.
You know? So I got to wait and see a little bit. And then, you know, the outcomes of this game, injury report, I don't know.
Okay. That's respectful. It's a judgment-free zone. I mean, right. Everything you said, that's 100% facts. There's a lot. Who's going to come out this game healthy, number one?
Right.
What this game's going to mean to each team? Yeah, I get that.
Exactly. Because, you know, what they got the quarterback coming back. What if he has a horrible week? Then they go put another injured quarterback in there. So I don't know who I might choose.
That's right.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. Right now, healthy going in, I would probably choose the Jaguars, a little more offense. You know, even though the Jets are playing well, I think defenses get frustrated when your offenses keep setting you back.
Yeah. I got the Jaguars, too. It's hard for me to put stock in Zach Wilson.
Right.
Out of his whole career, I've only seen him two games out of his whole career where he's actually played halfway decent. Now, the rest of the time, no. They'll win games. If they win games, they're winning in spite of them. I'm not a fan of Zach Wilson's play so far. I know he's still young, but right now the early season reports are not good on him. He's not trustworthy. So I'm going with the Jaguars in that one right now. Roma.
I'm going with Jacksonville in that game.
Okay, that's respectable. Kevin?
Like I said, it all depends on what comes out by the end of tomorrow's games. But if I had to pick one at the moment, I'd probably say the Jags.
Okay. And Roma dropped offline again. So now for the first time ever, it's 10:45, and we actually wrapped up the NFL picks. Usually that runs like 15 minutes over. But this time we ran, kind of finished 15 minutes early, so I'm going to throw some on.
That's because we had four call-ins, man. Four of them games we ain't had to talk about.
Absolutely. So, CJ, I want to get some catching up to do with you. I want you to school me on some NBA real quick. We talked about NBA earlier. Give me your takeaways so far right now, NBA season.
Man, the Celtics are the class of the East, and the Lakers are the trash of the West. And Zion is balling.
Yeah, that's. Have you seen it on the standings? If you know if the playoffs ended today, the top eight are teams that have never won a championship.
Oh yeah, I saw that. You know, because in the East, the standings are a little bit. You know, the Bucks and the Celtics are right up there at the top. You know, Bucks in second place, Celtics first place, Cavaliers third, Nets, 76ers, Knicks, Heat, and the Hawks in the East. And in the West, you got the Grizzlies, the Pelicans, the Nuggets, the Suns, the Kings, the Trailblazers, the Jazz, and the Clippers, you know. But this regular season basketball, all you got to do is get in. Be in that top, what, a six, I think you're automatically in, right?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, it's too early to call it. The only teams that I know are really going to be in there to the end or the Celtics, the Bucks, and the Cavaliers look pretty good, but you still got to play the rest. The Grizzlies, the Pelicans, and the Nuggets kind of scare me because it's early and they're young, and the Nuggets always seem to fade off at the end. Is Zion Williams going to really make it 82 games, all that jumping and dunking and all that weight? I don't know. You know, so it's going to be a great season. I do look for a veteran team to make a move after the All-Star break as well, you know, and I'm looking forward to the trade deadline to see what's going to come up. Somebody going to make a gangster move because there's too many good teams losing right now.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine someone picking up Kevin Durant? I was thinking about that before, but the way Brooklyn is playing right now, that's a surprise to me because, you know, if you listen, you feed into, to the daily analysis, you know, the ESPN, Fox Sports, things that nature. You wouldn't think the Brooklyn Nets was going to be anything this season, but right now they're number four. And before the season started, you know, they was talking about breaking the team up. Kyrie's got to go. Yes, I sipped the Kool-Aid too. I'll be guilty of that. Kyrie got to go. They're going to trade KD. But if they're number four, I don't see the need in blowing this team up. I see the need to build. So do you see the Brooklyn Nets trying to make a move to improve this team? See the way things are going now?
I do. But not breaking up the core. I see them bringing in a journeyman for some force on the inside, you know, because that's really what they're missing. They need a rim protector. Because ain't nobody in there going to stop nothing coming down the lane. They don't have anybody. Everything's soft. Everybody on their team want to score 30.
Yeah, I agree. They need somebody to do the dirty work, get on the glass, offensive boards, defensive boards.
That's what they
need. Somebody could throw some bows.
Yes, sir.
Throw some bows, clear some space out of here. So I totally get that. What do you think about the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Man, Cleveland is one of those young, scary teams. And see, playoff basketball, you got to be ready to go night in and night out. They play, what, every other night?
Yes.
That's when Cleveland can win games. You know, because the veterans don't even like playing back-to-backs.
Yep.
Exactly. So once we get into game 84, 85, 86, and up into 100, veterans, those old veterans, you don't want to play teams like Cleveland. And to be honest with you, like team like Sacramento as well, the teams that don't keep running up and down the court all night long.
It's a track meet. You got to be in shape. Now, CT, I'm picking on you a whole lot because these are questions I asked the panel earlier. So Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry is going to be out a couple of weeks. Give me your thoughts on that.
Best thing that could have happened to them, because what was going to happen was a great team was going to be average, and they needed an excuse. I'm just being real. It's the best thing that could have happened. Now they got a built-in excuse. You know, our all-star MVP leading scorer went down. And Draymond Green, what did Charles Barkley say? Is averaging a single-triple again.
I kind of feel bad for Draymond, but then again, I don't. He's a millionaire, but he's going to wear that for the rest of his career. I don't care what he does.
Yes, he is.
He's going to wear that for the rest of his career.
He's going to wear that.
Yeah, just like Anthony Street Clothes Davis, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, my God. I'm a man. This man that hurt me, man, this week. I was out in the yard shooting free throws. I'm like, bro, it ain't that hard. I made 7 out of 10.
Oh, Lord. Man, I kind of feel for I want to wish them success, but it's just not happening. It's just not happening. The Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, how do you see these guys? How do you see this West shaping out?
Man, the Nuggets, when it comes playoff, they always let you down, you know? Because they get away from what works in the regular season, if you take notice of them the last couple of seasons.
But you can say that about the top eight, though.
No. But you're talking about the Nuggets right now.
Yeah, I get that.
What they do is he has these MVP seasons, and then when they get into the playoffs, other players want to be great. You got to continue doing what you're doing that made your success. They get away from him. Go back and watch the tape of the last 2 years' playoffs. When it was crunch time, they don't go to him.
You talking about Murray or Jokic? You talking about Jamal Murray, right?
Yeah, he want to be the hero, but he's not a hero yet.
I can agree with that.
They playing hero ball in the playoffs. They play team ball in the regular season.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Two teams got the same record. You got the Milwaukee Bucks that just got waxed by the Memphis Grizzlies the other night. Give me your thoughts on that. See how, could that be a finals preview? Because both these teams are good.
Hey, look, Milwaukee Bucks is one of those teams where they're kind of like my old Lakers used to be. They cruise through the regular season. But when you can bet your last dollar, you can know who the center, the power forward, the shooting guard, everything going to be Giannis.
That's
bringing
right.
Bringing it up off the rebound, the layup, he going to be the man when it counts. So this regular season, to certain teams, them veteran teams, and they're 20-8, so they might have got blowed out, night off. It's the same thing. When teams get blown out in the regular season, it's like a night in, night off thing. It don't really matter to me.
Right.
As long as you keep winning. But when it matters, you don't get these. They focus, they locked in. To me, getting blown out is a like not focused game or resting your starters, which is the worst thing I've ever heard of in my life. Because if I got to pay $600-$700 to come see a game and you're talking about wrecking the starters, I'm going to be on Channel 12. I'll tell you that right now. I'm going to be on Channel 12 because I don't like that, man. Like my son want to go to the game, he want to see Giannis play and Giannis not playing.
I'm hot.
What?
I mean, we talking about the ticket price. No one talks about the gas it takes to get there, how to get there, the parking, the food. All that comes into play. What you expect, aside from what you expect.
Oh, man.
Disappointment on top of disappointment. So, yes, I'm totally with that. I just see John Morant, I want to see him take that next step. Just like Donovan Mitchell, just like Jamal Murray, just like Jason Tatum. What are your thoughts on Boston? Do you think you said Boston best team league?
Let's go back to the John Morant thing first.
Okay.
Okay. They're comparing him to AI. He's not AI. There ain't no comparison to me. They got some. He's flashy, but he don't have half of the help that he needs to get over the hump. When it's playoff time, just like they locked him down, you know, let him got his, but he ain't have enough to go with it. You see what I'm saying?
Understandable.
Right. So, and he's fragile. So when it's a matchup game with John Morant, when they put the bigger guy on him with the quick feet, his game is not the same either. But you got to realize, night in and night out, he's going to be the quicker, the flashier, the speedier guy, and he's going to get his buckets. But when it's crunch time in the playoffs, you're going to meet a guy similar to you. You know, you might get off every now and then, but then you're going to depend on the other players on the staff. When you're getting 50 and now they're holding you to 30, that's a 20-point gap. Who's going to fill that 20-point gap?
Yeah, they got to. And that's what got them last season.
Exactly.
That's what got them last season. They beat somebody by 70 last season. During the regular season.
Right.
And did not make the Western Conference Finals, did they? No.
But Boston just a veteran team. And they were playing good last year. And could have won it all last year. They had a distraction with the coach. Some sexual stuff going on. We're not going to get into that, though. But they refocused and seems like Jason Tatum has actually taken the next step.
And that's something we've been waiting for a while, too.
Yeah.
We've been asking for it.
And he got his sidekick, Brown. Smart. They just got a veteran team, man. They play both ends of the court. That's what you look for when you say, well, who's going to win the championship? Either you're going to outscore everybody and score 140 at night, or you're going to play both ends of the court. Which one are you going to do? Because that's what the Warriors were doing. Outscoring you every night and timely defense. That's how they won their championship. You can go back and look it up.
They number one in the East, and they just got Robert Williams back.
It's about to be a problem.
That dude is a problem.
It's about to be a problem.
I like Robert Williams.
Yeah, me too. Cause he ain't even flashy with him. He just make it happen.
He's gonna snatch the ball. He's gonna dunk on you.
Yes, he is. He reminds me of what's the boy's name? He's a commentator now. He be on ESPN NBA Live. with Perk, Big Perk. He's a Big Perk with skills.
Yes, he's back young. He's athletic, and he doesn't acquire a lot of attention. He does not need the ball.
He don't. Just whenever you give it to me, something good's gonna happen.
Yep. Yes, I like that. So I kind of like the Memphis versus Boston. Do you think that could be a good finals preview?
I don't know if Memphis is carrying that heat that everybody wants to see. You know what I'm saying? Like NBA finals, we mainly want premier teams in the finals, man. So if I had to go out west and Memphis just don't do it for me. You know, I'd rather see the Suns or somebody, or the Clippers if they're healthy. That would be a final. A healthy Clippers team in Boston? What would you think about that?
Can we trust Kawhi to stay healthy?
No. We just talking preliminary. We just, just what if right now?
Yeah, but still, my answer's going to be the same. Can we trust Kawhi to stay healthy?
Well, he ain't playing for 30 games. He ought to stay healthy.
He's never available, but they can't win without him.
Hey, bro, I'm just saying, man, you can't trust none of these cats no more, man.
It's hard for you to put stock in the Clippers, man. It's hard. I'm with you with Phoenix, but as far as the Clippers, I can't. The Clippers and the Wizards, I cannot put stock into winning. I got
you. You said the Wizards?
Wizards.
Oh yeah, you ain't never had to put no stock in there. I love the Wizards because me and my son get to go watch a game and get great seats for about $100.
Exactly. I can't put stock in them and winning. I'm with you on Phoenix. But the thing about Phoenix is they are the oldest franchise in NBA history to never win a championship.
What about the Pelicans? Zion in the finals? I think the NBA could wrap itself around that.
Oh yes, because I like Brandon. I like the way Brandon Ingram is balling too.
Right.
I like Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram, Zion. Yeah, that is a 1-2 punch. I like to see take it to the next level. But guys, it's about that time. We gotta wrap this thing on up. So CJ, thank you again, my friend, for joining us. I wanted to give you the floor to have any parting words to the fans out there. You know, let you do it.
All right. So, sports fans, everybody's gearing up for the day before Christmas. We just got one more week of preliminaries, and then we're going to get the NFL game of the year that everybody's been waiting for, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys, man. So, y'all just stay tuned, you know. Get ready. Can't wait. Bart Scott quote. You know, it's going to be a beautiful day, the day before Christmas. Also, FIFA finals today. Make sure you watch a little soccer. Change your sports channel today. It ain't always got to be football and the traditional sports that African Americans watch. Be sports enthusiasts and change the channel. Brittany Griner, she's home. She says she's playing the WNBA season. Congrats to Brittany Griner. Shouldn't catch no THC in her backpack this whole year. I appreciate you for having me on this show today.
She's catching a bus from here on.
You got to catch a bus. If it ain't a bus ride, she ain't going. I appreciate you, man.
Alright, man. See you next week, CJ. Roma, before we get out of here, any parting words, sir?
Just make sure you stay tuned the weekend.
Yes, sir. Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Once again, it's another week in the books, man.
Yeah, and I will say this, outside of sports, mental health is so real these days, man. Check on your strong friends because you never know what they go through from day to day. So please, by all means, check on them as much as you can. Reach out when you can. And like I said, man, sometimes have conversations and just to see where they stand. So just check on your friends and your loved ones.
Yeah, rest in peace to Twitch. Thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Ladies and gentlemen, I echo the sentiments of all my co-hosts, my panels. And yo, It's been a pleasure serving you guys today with some of the sports knowledge from my guys, the boxing guru, Mr. Mark Daniels, my man CJ Richardson stopping through, and again, my man Romar Smith, and my man Mr. Kevin Harris riding shotgun with me. Thank y'all so much. Coming up Monday Night Football, we will be Clubhouse in Jamestown, Clubhouse Jamestown Apartments, sponsored by Studio W and J&J Sports Apparel. Yo, guys will be down there vending, getting out, got everything, you know, going from football jerseys to hats, gloves, shoes, sports paraphernalia, license plates. They even got shower curtains, covers, oven mitts, baby booties, all, and they got a lot of stuff. Y'all gotta come and check us out. Monday Night Football is going to be a party. And on behalf of my panel, J&J, thank y'all. It's been the Studio W Sports page. I shall see you all in church.